This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. The website WikiLeaks has leaked a new document, one that shows an evolving international conversation about intellectual property in the digital world. Cyrus Farivar, senior business editor at the website Ars Technica. Hey, Cyrus.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going well. So, been a little while since we heard from the website, but this week we got ourselves a leak.
That's right, and a pretty big one, too. We have what is called the intellectual property chapter of a massive international treaty that is currently being negotiated. This treaty is called the Trans-Pacific Partnership, or TPP.
And specifically, the intellectual property part of it relates in a major way to the digital world, right?
That's exactly right. These countries are sitting down and trying to figure out how they're going to harmonize their intellectual property laws so that in the digital age, we can cut down on piracy and, you know, bad stuff that's happening on the internet.
So I noticed that New Zealand is also on this list. And of course, New Zealand is the home of Kim.com and Mega Upload and websites where a lot of people perhaps do some pirating. So this might have some interesting ways of playing out.
Definitely. I think there's a lot of reason to believe that the United States position is being influenced by some of the largest corporate entertainment lobbies in the country, the Motion Picture Association of America, the Film Industry Lobby. You know, these organizations have been behind some of the biggest piracy battles here in America for decades now. You know, it stands to reason that they would want to see those same types of standards applied to countries around the world.
Cyrus Farivar, senior business editor for the website Ars Technica. Cyrus, thanks, man.
My pleasure.